expect him to represent their interests.
Accompanied by people carrying signs saying veto SB 234, Marlene Jennings handed the governor's receptionist a campaign shirt from 2016, saying she supported the governor then but can't support his signing this bill.
This is an area that has opportunity for economic growth. Why would the state take it away from their capital city?
She and others say the Inland Port Authority gives the state far too much control over the future businesses and revenue in that area. West Point Community Council Chair Dorothy Owen says this sets a bad precedent in state government.
If it can happen to our community, it can happen to any community.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.